Hey, man, you know what we're gonna do right now?
What,
I got
man?
An idea. We're gonna smoke a little bit more, take one or two more tooks, and then we're gonna turn on the television set, man.
That's a great idea, man. We turn on the TV, man,
yeah,
and we
just
tape record the show,
That's
you know?
That's why I got the tape recorder, man.
Hey, man, let's turn on the tube, okay?
I got it all set, okay, man.
Excuse me.
Oh, man. Those guys are wearing dresses, man. I don't believe it.
Oh, wow. Man, that's the most insane thing I've ever seen,
man. Hey,
man,
turn it up a little, man. Turn it up.
Oh, yeah, man. Yeah. Let's turn it up a little.
Ooh,
oh, come on. Let's try something else, man. We're really cooking, man. Let's try another
show. Tomorrow's show.
Wilbur. Will you show me how to curtsy again?
That was a talking, man. I don't believe it.
Yeah, Ed, you just kind of lean forward and spread your dress like this and bend your knees.
Well, maybe.
Hi. We're going to talk about some interesting things today. Did you know that? Sure. Hi, because I'm your friend. Can you say that? Friend? Sure. We're going to talk about what to do when it rains outside. When the rain goes pitter-patter. Pitter-patter in your window, or when it's snowing out and your feet are cold. Sure, you know, I'm your friend, and I hope that you're my friend too, because we can be special to each other. Did you know that? Sure. And speaking of special things, there's someone right next to me today that's very special to me. His name is Mr. McNulty. Sure. Hi, Mr. McNulty, how are you?
I'm fine, Mr. Hodges. How are you?
Great, you know, you're very special, Mr. McNulty. Can you say that?
You know, you're very special, Mr.
No,
McNulty. Can
just say special.
Special.
Thank you. You know, we're going to have a very interesting show today. We're gonna play some music for you. We hope you enjoy it. We're just going to sort of sit here and listen to some very nice music.
Oh, man, I don't believe it, man. Those two guys are dancing.
Darn it, man, I can't stand it.
Sunday astronaut!
Smith, Yale.
Jesse Owens.
No, I'm sorry. The answer is Sistine Chapel. Okay, here's a 50-point toss-up. Who was the commander of the Roman army's west phalanx at the Battle of Zama, 202 B.C.? Novotny, Harvard.
Marcus Aurelius.
No, I'm sorry, that's incorrect. Can you take it? Cotton, Yale.
Double Jeopardy?
No, the answer is Capillo Africana.
Cheese is funny. I think what we should do, though, is have some animals in women's clothing.
How about having cheese in women's clothing? A gouda in a pantsuit would be nice, or maybe a camembert in a nice little culotte.
Ooh, that would be cheeky, wouldn't it?
Word. I know, a sheep eating a cheddar in a mini.
Ooh, wouldn't that be delightful?
That's really good.
Would it be funny?
Oh, yes, that'd be funny.
No, they love it
every week.
Cheese
is funny, sheep is funny.
Well, that's a very pretty dress, Sherry. Why don't you turn around and show it to the Soul Train audience?
Why, thank you, Mr. Cornelius.
Turn it, man.
Gosh, Mr. Busybody, where are we going today?
Well, Herbert, I think we're setting the Wayback Machine, if I'm not mistaken, to the early 19th century. Russia.
Won't that take us into the time of Catherine the Great?
That's right, Herbert, and here we are in her bedroom right now.
She seems to have a horse in her bedroom.
If I'm not mistaken, Herbert, it's a royal limousine stallion.
Look, there's a horse!
What's he doing in her bed?
The less said about that, the better, Herbert.
I guess he wouldn't take nay for an answer.
Wilbur, get on top of me like you used to in the old days.
Oh, come on, Ed. We don't have time to clown around. I've got to get ready for the barbecue tonight.
Barbecue?
Hey, maybe I can
well,
do it.
Yeah,
honey,
I'm
having
a barbecue.
Talking,
the whole
man.
Neighborhood's coming, and we don't want you...
Hi, my name is Bubba Amos. I play tight end on the Rams.
And I'm B. Preston Bradley, wide receiver for the Dallas Cowboys. You know, kicking ass on a football field is one way that I get high. How about you, Bubba?
Well, one way that I get high is kicking ass on the football field. How about you, Bubba?
Hello, Mom.
Yes?
This is your son, Devin.
Hello, Devin. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. I thought I might come over this afternoon for a visit.
Oh, I'd love that.
In about half an hour.
What shall we do?
Well, I thought first I'd kick your head, and then I'd like to break your arm, if I may.
Jackson, John Hopkins.
Mini Minoso.
No, that would be caused by a pierced thorax. Okay, here's a 50-point toss-up. What 17th-century British alchemist discovered peridonitis? Robin, San Juan A&M.
Sherry Lewis?
Yikes!
Well, you know what you're saying, right?
What was Disraeli wearing when he made his famous speech in the House of Commons on mercantilism?
May I take a stab at it?
Yes,
it's only a guess. An A-line skirt and a satin blouse with no stockings.
You're absolutely...
Hi. We're gonna put on dress today.
Nobody made you Hispania that look only a vasectomy.
Wilbur, how come you don't whip me anymore with that bridle?
Vasectomy, porque no bambino.
Whoa, Wilbur, my knee.
When mommies hear that sound, they know their little one is gonna come a limping for help.
Right!
It's the Moose and Squirrel Show.
Hi, what do you want to do today?
I think maybe we should go shopping.
Shopping? Why go to Bloomingdale's?
Maybe we could go to Henry Bendel, too.
Okay. But don't buy any more dresses. Just remember, you're not a sheep.
Hi, Biffson and Buffson.
This is for 50 dresses, too.
How long did it take to clean up?
Can you say that?
Yeah. Wilbur.
In his mouth.
Good heavens.
What do you think this is? The Indianapolis 500,000?
Sure. They found another sort of, not a woodcut in this case, but an old painting of Bach wearing only underwear.
Hey, man, I'm going to turn off the TV set and turn on the radio, man, to listen to the National Lampoon Hour.
In as much as he be making music, as much as
they come up with some funny stuff, man. I'm going to turn off the TV.
I'm sick of it.
Television, television.
Hey, Mr. General Public, do you realize that we got a generation here of staring eyes? The women never bother getting housework done. They just sit around gawking at television. The kiddies never run and playing out of door. On top of that, they never reading books no more. You ask them who's the father of our countryman. They say was either Walt Disney or Ed Sullivan.
Oh, television, television.
I'm sick from a-looking on television. I got the weak in the eyes, weak in the head likewise, from sitting and looking on television. The burglar comes sneaking in and breaks the latch. While Grandma, she is looking on the wrestling match. She throws him on the floor, although she's 90 years old. She says, I got him with a step-over toe hold. I turn on Elvis Presley and my daughter screams. I fear she having nervous breakdown cause of him. I wonder why he wiggle-waggle to the beat. As a boy, he must have had a loose bicycle seat.
Oh, television! Television. I'm sick from looking on television.
I got the weak in the eyes, weak in the head likewise, from sitting and looking on television. The children of the country eat their dinner, you bet, but they eat it sitting in front of the TV set. They got pudding in their ears from the north to the south, from eating while watching and missing their mouth. Last night a very unusual thing occurred. The baby, he is saying his very first word. I have him on my shoulder for to make him burp. Instead he open his mouth and say, why it's herb.
Oh, television, television.
I'm sick of it.
Television, television.
I watch the late late movie, then I climb the stairs. Get into bed and have television nightmares, complete with bad commercials that repeat all night, both incompatible color and black and white. Someday my son grow up and want to go to sea, so he probably go and try to join U.S. Navy. They give him aptitude tests, man, now here's the rub. They find him best suited for watching Mickey Mouse Club.
Oh, television, television. I'm a sick from a looking on television.
I got the weak in the eyes, weak in the head likewise, from sitting and looking on. Sing it again, man.
Television, television.
Oh.
Oh, how you doing? A lot of the good old boys are here tonight. We'd like to welcome you down to the television mission. Don't forget, if all you can do is sit at home, then try to keep yourselves awake and dial the phone. Call in for pledges, yes. We have a lot of our special beauties answering the phones this evening. And the best thing you can do is dial this number that you see on your screen as quickly as you can with a contribution to the television mission. Don't forget to call in a pledge.
Talk about Jesus.
Talk about Jesus? Yeah. Well, you never know who's going to be here this evening.
We're waiting for him.
Yes, well, it's one. I know you are, son. I know it's one of the real positive qualities of the television mission is we just never know who's going to drop by. I mean, it's a lot of folks have been. The band is here. The band is getting set up. The band is ready. The band is ready. And I'm here to tell you that it's time, ladies and gentlemen. I want you to hold down your applause as long as you can because it's time you heard from Red, Greenback, and the Blue Boys. Don't forget to call. The number's on your screen.
I can't watch this. My TV makes me so bored, makes me say, oh my lord, what is this garbage here? Wanna cover my eyes and plug my ears? It sucks, and that's no lie, it's about as much fun as watching paint dry. Lowers my IQ one notch, and that's the reason why, I can't watch. I told you, homeboy, I can't watch this. Yeah, nothing but trash, and you know
I can't watch this.
Poke out my eyes, man.
I can't watch this.
Yo, give me that remote control.
I can't watch this.
Talking about sick shows with America's funniest home videos. I can't believe my eyes when I see the kind of stuff that wins first prize. Somebody's poor old mom falls down off a roof, lands right on the lawn, face first on a rake. I hear they got it on the 17th take. That's funny. That's a kick in the crotch. And that kind of show,
I can't watch.
Yo, I told you,
I can't watch this.
Change the channel now, man.
I can't watch this.
Yo, pass the TV guide here, sucker.
I can't watch this.
Cosby Show and Roseanne think I've taken about as much as I can. Judge Wapner, oh my, you gotta be Rain Man like this guy. Fit or something. It's alright if you like hearing yuppies whining all night. Can't stand Twin Peaks. Wish they'd lynch those donut-eating freaks. Those Siskel and Ebert bums oughta go home and just sit on their thumbs. That's word because you know
I can't watch this. I can't watch this.
Break it down.
Here's Huddle, money back guarantee.
Rose, tough stains fast.
It tastes more like fresh peanuts.
They keep going and going.
Don't hate me because I do.
Could be damaged.
Our prices are insane. Stop. Prime time. I'm pretty sure I'll be sick if I have to watch another stupid pet trick of that guy with a real flat head that goes woof woof woof. Waves his fist in the air. Those weird talk shows about transsexual Nazi Eskimos. They're rude, crude, and vile. Just for a minute, let's flip down the dial. Flip, flip, flip. Ugh,
I can't watch this.
Look, man,
I can't watch this.
I can't take this torture no more. I can't.
I can't watch this.
Pay the bills, station break. Break it down.
Operators are standing while cubic zirconium necklace. Fabulous swimsuit issue.
When you've got a headache this big,
read the book.
This is your brain on drugs.
I've fallen, and I can't get up.
Stop. Cable time. HBO and Playboy. Showtime and MTV. I might like them more after my lobotomy. Now why did I ever pay for this junk? I hooked up 80 channels, and each one stunk. Just brainless blood and guts, and mindless DNA. It's awful, it's putrid, it's crummy, it's stupid. Gonna throw my sand away.
I can't watch this. I can't watch this. I can't watch this.
Yeah,
I can't watch this. I told you, I can't watch this.
Why do the people all hate him so? Why they shot him, I'll never know. He's the star of the picture show, JR. Besides, he's just trying to get ahead. Oh, Lord, please tell me he can't be dead, JR. Not my hero. Like a Texas rattler, he would coil, molested the women and stole the cocktail oil. But with two quick shots, he got foiled, JR. Stop picking on that man in a Stetson hat. He's just trying to run a business now. What's wrong with that? But they ain't blind. Sue Ellen could have shot him, that's obvious and all. But she's been drinking again and she couldn't hit a wall. Bobby and Pam, they have reasons for sure. But I think both of them would just be too pure. That Friday night he was working late. The night the old boy was to meet his fate, there was a lot of hate in that 38 for JR. Some goody two shoes done blowed him away. Well, we'll see what them Hollywood writers have to say for JR. But you can't be sure of his demise. Who knows where the real truth lies? One thing's for sure, we all love to despise JR. Good old JR.
promised to do J.R.N. And so did Von Leland, his banker and ex-friend. Little Lucy's no angel like you think she'd be, and Alan Beebe seems pretty darn suspicious to me. I wonder if it's Ray, but has he got a reason? We won't know that till sometime next season. But if it's a case of jaded love, Kristen could have done it, that poor Saul Dove. She got a shot. J.R.
It was little John. You see, he was a midget, and he crawled up the stairs of that office building.
Don't be silly.
It was him.
Now, fellow Americans, I would like to tell you who I think it was. I think it was Ronald Reagan or John Anderson. Or John Anderson or Ronald Reagan.
Indecision, indecision.
No, man, it was Howard Cosell. Because he was the most hated man on TV. The JR come along, it had to be Howard Cosell.
Listen to me, I'll tell you who shot J.R. Whoop, hallelujah, it was Satan or Fred Zimmerman. Oh, who did it? I can't wait till September, I gotta know now.
Who shot J.R.? Was it you? Was it you? I know it's somebody out there that shot a man.
I love to watch TV. It hypnotizes me. Day of television, and what did I see? There were people dressed like cabbages shouting out,
"Pick me!"
Women with machine guns in lacy evening gowns. TV, it's like a circus, and it helps us all be clowns.
There's Henry Green and Mrs. Groover, Beauty Queen, and Bonnie Hoover. I watch it every evening if I could. Dynasty and Tic Tac Toe with shows like these that make me know they're geniuses in Hollywood.
I watched what they call soap operas. The plot confused my brain.
Oh, Ted.
Oh, Mary.
Oh, Sally.
Oh, George.
Oh, Claire.
Oh, Ian.
Oh, Jay.
Judge Perkins loves a widow whom he thrashes and he throttles. And Dr. Jones replaces bones with empty whiskey bottles.
There's murder, sex, and drug addiction. All that social science fiction. Baby, since my children read good. People scored a tic-tac-toe at shows like these that make me know there's geniuses.
TV, I heard it was the rape. I saw a teenager who'd reached his middle age, screaming in black leather tights. His face was in a pout. His dad, confused and self-abused, I tried to hear him out. I think he was singing about
Envy, greed, and vicious rumor, beauty, queens, and body humor. I'd watch it every evening if I could. Iron Lung, Medusa, Drew, and Mrs. Is the name of few. They're geniuses in Hollywood.
On network news, they picked the view, sure to get the screams. Burning, bleeding bodies beyond my wildest dreams. Hostages at gunpoint and actors sniffing drugs. It's hard to tell the heroes from the lunatics and thugs.
There's murder, sex, and drug addiction. All that social science fiction. Baby, sit my children real good. Falcon Crest and tic-tac-toe and shows like these that make me know they're geniuses in Hollywood.
I watched a day of television, and what did I see? The shows and the commercials were all the same to me. It made me feel good inside, cause TV's trying hard to butter up my ignorance and turn my mind to lard.
There's Henry Green and Mr. Boom, refusing beats and body humor. I watch it every evening if I could. Love both Dallas, tic-tac-toe, and shows like these that make me know there's geniuses in Hollywood.
Yeah, there's geniuses in New York too.
Don't sit too close to the television.
Don't sit too close to the television.
Don't sit too close to the television.
Catch it as it is.
You should watch it far away.
It's better for your eyes.
Just like Mama used to say. Don't sit too close to the television.
It's Cartoon Festival time again, boys and girls, with your old buddy, Captain Whack-and-Cracker. And here comes Captain Whack-and-Cracker now.
Oh, boys and girls, it's time for your old buddy once again, Captain Whack-and-Cracker.
Oh, Captain Whack-and-Cracker,
that's Whack-and-Cracker. Boys and girls, let's have Captain Whack-and-Cracker salute. La, 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 la. Come on, boys and girls. La, la, la. show our first cartoon right now. Turn it on, Engineer Stallo. Well, look at that, boys and girls. There's Jumbo the Elephant, an old sly fox. Look at that there. Old Jumbo's really sleeping, really sore and worried, that lazy old dirty elephant there. Hey, look at old sly fox. Look what he's doing. He's climbing on him now. Look at that. Old sly fox bit his eye out. Ain't that cute, boys and girls? Boy, them elephants' eyes come out real quick, don't they? Uh-oh. Old Jumbo don't like that a bit. Look at that. He jumping up and he just stomped that fox's head right in. Did you ever see a fox's head crack that quick, boys and girls? Well, I never did. Excuse me, boys and girls. All right. You know what it's time for now, boys and girls, don't you? It's time for getting mommy away from that set. Okay, get all our mommies away from that set. Come on, mommies. Get away from the set. It's private time now for Captain Whack and Cracker and all his little friends now. Is mommy away from the set? That's right. Okay, boys and girls. Now let's get our Captain Whack and Cracker cereal box out. All right. Now let's get down the bottom there in our little stash. And let's get out a cigarette and relax a little. Boys and girls, you know, I don't like to complain to you, but your mommies ain't buying them. That's right, light that cigarette. No, that's the wrong end. Don't forget, not the filter end. That's right. Oh, you know, Captain Whack and Cracker's not selling them Whack and Cracker cereals like you ought to. Now, I just don't know what your mommies are doing. But if you love old boy Captain Whack and Cracker, you sure make a buy them cereals for me. If you don't want Captain Whack and Cracker to get off the air. That's right. Now, you know that we're being rejected by mommy all the time. And remember them rules to really make them snap, too. Now, when we're walking across the street, what do we do? What do we do when we walk across the street and we see a big truck coming? We just run out there, make it chicken out, don't we? That's right, that's what we do, boys and girls. Mommy is right back to the set now, and that's our little secret time. All right, boys and girls, don't forget tomorrow we're going to see the snake eat up that chicken that we took them pictures in the jungle. It's always a good time here on Captain Whack and Cracker Show. So till tomorrow, goodbye, boys and girls. Goodbye, Captain Whack and Cracker. Tomorrow, boys and girls.
Doing my homework while I watch TV. Half a mind on some old show and half on history. It fouls me up though, what a mess I'm in. This is what my teacher reads when I turn my homework in. The father of our country was Mr. Ben Cartwright. Caesar conquered Lawrence Welk on Channel 4 last night. Lassie licked Napoleon with the help of Elliot Ness. Dr. Kildare then delivered the Gettysburg Address.
And Superman took Richmond and he won the Civil War. Columbus sailed the ocean looking for Car 54. McHale's Navy sank the Maine on Candid Camera 2. Ed Sullivan says, give me liberty or else a real big shoe.
Doing my homework while I watch TV. Lately it sounds more like TV Guide than history. I can't turn the set off, though I know I should. Here's the homework I just did, I'm afraid it don't sound good.
Lindbergh flew a hootin' and he crossed the ocean wide. Paul Revere rode Mr. Ed and roused the countryside. Texas won its independence on the Late Late Show. Jim Bowie said to Jimmy Dean, remember the Alamo. And Aaron Burr shot Hamilton right in the Twilight Zone. A Dutch kid stuck his finger in the Dick Van Dyke, it's known. Custer had his last stand on Route 66, yes sir. Johnny Carson said, I have but one life to give for my sponsor.
Doing my homework while I watch TV.
half a mind on some old show and half on history.
All's you. This is your old buddy, Billy Playtex, bringing you your late, 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 late movie. But right now, here's an important word from our sponsor.
Yes, sir!
Bloom, bloom.
Cigarettes taste good, like a cigarette. Good!
Right, and
bloom, bloom.
Cigarettes aid digestion.
Yes, it's what's the front that counts.
And don't forget,
bloom, bloom.
Cigarettes contain that new miracle ingredient.
Bloom, 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 bloom.
Now, on with our late, late movie.
You can do it, Doc.
I can't.
You must.
I can't.
Here, drink this black coffee. You gotta go in there and operate on that kid.
We'll get back to our movie in just a moment, but right now, here's another important message.
It's such a comfort to take the bus and leave the driving to us.
Oh, mercy. That darn invisible shield.
And now we return to our picture, that exciting aerial epic of World War I, The Flying Tigers Meet Lassie.
You and I have seen a lot together since the barnstorming days where those crates were held together with baling, spit, and wire. As a friend, don't order me to take those kids on that run at 6,000 feet. It's suicide.
Bill, what if I told you that this mission could shorten a war by 5 years?
And asinine doesn't upset my stomach.
And now once again we return to our happy movie. That gay, delightful, tuneful, frolicking, song-sational, all-talking, all-singing, all-dancing musical, Death Takes a Holiday, Cha-Cha-Cha.
But we haven't got time to replace Celeste with a big name. The opening's tomorrow night. Say, wait a minute. What about that little wardrobe girl? She knows the part backward and forward. Oh, if Ruby Keeler were only here.
In a moment, we'll see more of our movie after the following announcement from our sponsor.
Say, that eating fire is quite a trick. Do you work in a carnival?
Nope.
Then you must work in a circus.
Nope.
Then what is your occupation?
I'm a garbage collector.
Oh, then eating fire is just a hobby.
That's right.
Then what kind of a cigarette do you smoke, may I ask?
If I eat fire for a hobby and I'm a garbage collector by trade, I smoke the cigarette with the stinking man's filter and the smoking man's taste.
And now back to our feature, that gripping gangster drama of the ruthless underworld, Huckleberry Fink.
Sorry, Mr. Scarface. I don't need your protection service. I only got a small tailor shop here.
Oh, that explosion nearly cracked the record. The record. The record. The record. The record.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, or good evening. It's so hard to tell when you're in a small room with artificial light and air. This is KBC, and you are with me on the BitSlap tonight. It's a video edition this week, sort of. The video of the mind. We're watching television for a change. So pass the popcorn, drink them if you got them, and let's just talk about what we've been listening to. I'm sorry, what we've been watching. What we've been watching. Let's just call this the TV Guide of the Air tonight, shall we? We started with something from the National Lampoon, either the Radio Hour or one of their albums. That was Cheech and Chong, Channel Surfing. I know I'm pretty sure one of the voices is Christopher Guest. I don't know who the other one is. Could have been Henry Beard. I don't know. Stan Freberg, after that, Television, from one of his mind-breaking records. Philip Austin, after that, a little piece of The Television Mission, off of Rolling Maidens from Outer Space, his only solo album. Phil's been gone about 3 years now, 2 or 3 years. We miss him. The Skyhooks, after that, from Australia, horror movie. A little something for Halloween, because today, in quotes, is Halloween. At least post-date, anyway. Can't Watch This. It was Weird Al, of course. You knew about that. Who Shot JR? Everybody remembers that. How many of you actually know Who Shot JR? How many care? All right, let's be more. That was a guy named Gary Burbank. He was a radio celebrity in Cincinnati on WLW. Retired back in 2007. King Penguin. I watched A Day of TV. Unable to find out anything about them. Don't Sit Too Close to the TV was them Ickies. Lenny Bruce after that, Captain Whackencracker. And then Homer and Jethro doing homework while I watch TV. I think we all were guilty of that when we were kids. And then, of course, Spike Jones, one of his later efforts, the late night movie. He had a couple of things like that. There was Loretta's Soaparetta. I think there was a late movie too, something like that. But this is back in the day when Spike was kind of running out of energy and didn't have the strength to go jumping up and down, firing pistols, and all the stuff that made him famous. All right, got more. Hold on.
Well, what's on the television then?
Looks like a penguin.
Now, I didn't mean what was on the TV set. I meant what program.
Oh, well, I'll switch it on.
Tall and tender and young and lovely. Now go home and I am talking.
It's odd that penguin being there, isn't it? What's it doing there?
Standing.
I can see that.
If it laid an egg, it will fall down the back of the television set.
We'll have to watch that. Unless it's a male.
I hadn't thought of that.
It looks fairly butch.
Perhaps it's from next door.
Next door? Penguins don't come from next door. They come from the Antarctic.
Burma?
Why did you say Burma?
I panicked.
Perhaps it's from the zoo.
Which zoo?
How should I know which zoo? I'm not Dr. Bloody Bronowski.
How would Dr. Bronowski know which zoo it was from?
He knows everything.
I wouldn't like that. That would take all the mystery out of life. Anyway, if it was from the zoo, it'd have property of the zoo stamped on it.
No, it wouldn't. They don't stamp animals property of the zoo. You can't stamp a huge lion.
They stamp them when they're small.
What happens when they molt?
Lions don't molt?
No, but penguins do. There! I run rings round you logically.
Oh! Intercourse the penguin!
Hello. Well, it's just after 8 o'clock and time for the penguin on top of your television set to explode.
How did he know that was going to happen?
It was an inspired guess.
Look at those tits.
I have come to fix your TV set, madam.
I ain't got no TV, and I ain't no madam.
Is this 77 Sunset Strip, room 222, Green Acres Apartments?
No. Now get out of here, or I'll call the law.
Oh, it's Lassie. Where in the heck, Ramsey, is room 222?
This is my world, and welcome to it.
Oh, room 222, I hope.
You bet your life.
What's my line?
I hope you're the TV man.
Right, I'm here to get rid of Casper, the friendly ghost.
Oh, but you're not going to get rid of the Munsters.
Is that your favorite show, the Munsters?
Yes, and MASH.
I'd like to get them together. The Munster MASH.
About repairing my television, I hope the price is right.
Relax, I'm not the $6 million man. But, let's make a deal. Turn on a guiding light, huh?
Oh, of course. You can't see in the dark shadows.
No, it's getting toward the edge of night.
What are you eating?
It's a sandwich from Hogan's. We call him Hogan's Hero. A man only goes around once. If he plays it right, that's enough. You know what I mean?
This is my television set.
It's an Atom 12.
Are you sure you can bring it back to life?
It sure as Columbo discovered America. By the way, are you married?
No.
Well, who's the guy in the shower?
Never mind. That's a different story.
There are 7 million naked stories in this city. Oh, my mother, the car.
I see you have a pearl-handled soldering gun.
Got it at Pete's Hardware Store.
Oh?
I call it my Peter gun.
Here's a pitcher of lemonade to wet your whistle.
Put the pitcher here behind my Kojak.
Oh. That really hits the mark, Swelby, doesn't it?
Yes, yes. To tell the truth, now, if you just hand me that Steve Allen wrench, I'll adjust your little flipper.
Would you pass the pitcher, please? I think I'd like some more lemonade.
Please stand by. I seem to have temporarily lost your pitcher. Pull up the Leonard Nimoys, will you?
The Leonard Nimoys?
Rabbit ears, you bullwinkle.
Oh, it's working.
Another set save from Sanford and Son.
If your day is gone lousy and your job is a bore, you think that your rights have been wrong, your car stopped running, your rent's overdue, and you feel like your life has been gonged, turn on your TV, turn on your TV, it'll take you right out of your mess. Turn on your TV, turn on your TV, where they solve all their problems in an hour or less. Someday if I reach the prime time in the sky, you can look on the big screen and see Walter Cronkite and Charo, Sonny and Cher, Mr. Coffee, Mrs. Olson, and me. You got ring around your collar, and your breath test has failed. You can't find the food your dog likes. Your plop plop is fizzed out, and your Bic lost its flick. And the heartbreak of psoriasis strikes. Just turn on your TV. Turn on your TV. It'll fix you right up in a flash. Oh, turn on your TV. Turn on your TV. It will sell you a pill. It will loan you some cash. And where else in the world can get so inspired as you can when you turn on the tube? With Mary Hartman, Rona Barrett, and Howard Cosell, William Buckley, and Captain Kangaroo. So when your hamburger helper starts to taste like Alpo, your radar range roasted your dog, well, the Jolly Green Giant gives you jolly green gas, and your boyfriend acts like a sweat hog. Just turn on your TV, turn on your TV. It cuts and it chops and it grates.
Turn on your TV, turn on your TV. And thousands have been sold at $12.98. If the price isn't right and you can't make a deal, and your pantyhose sag at the knee, just remember who loves you. It's Kojak, the Fonz, Johnny Carson, Barbarino, and me.
fish with razor teeth coming after me. I'm not going outside. Eyeball eating English teens gonna make me nibble eyes. They're Bigfoot chasing housewives, having cat fights over wine. Toddler queens and hip hop wives do makeovers to mine. I thought that I knew what is reality. Good thing I took some time and checked out my TV. I thought that everything was fine, now I know that isn't true. I need some night vision goggles and a Bigfoot trap or two. I saw it on TV. Hot rods full of duck canes honking after me. If I go out alone, I'd have a crazy gypsy wedding in my home. Spike-headed cupcake chefs search for Yukon gold. While swamp people and hoarders are starting to revolt. I thought that I knew what is reality. Good thing I took some time and checked out my TV. Didn't watch TV, you'll think of what I'd miss. Someone told me last year there was an apocalypse. Oh, I miss the apocalypse.
Your spell, bewitched, bewitched, you know your craft so well. Before I knew what you were doing, I looked in your eyes. That brand of woo that you've been brewing took me by surprise. You witch, you witch. One thing is for sure, that stuff that you pitch just hasn't got a cure. My heart was under lock and key, but somehow it got unhitched. I never thought my heart could be had, but now I'm caught and I'm kinda glad to be. My heart was under lock and key, but somehow it got unhitched. I never thought my heart could be had, but now I'm caught and I'm kinda glad that you do that crazy voodoo. And I'm bewitched by you.
Never seen alone, so they're known as the couple.
A couple,
as I've indicated, they are never quite separated. They are peas in a pod. Don't you think that it's odd? Their habits, I confess, none can guess. But the couple,
a couple,
if one says no, it's yes. Provoking. Yes, they really don't know they're joking. Don't you find when love is blind, it's kind of odd.
Mm-hmm.
take down your fishing pole and meet me at the fishing hole. We may not get a bite all day, but don't you rush away. What a great place to rest your bones, and mighty fine for skipping stones. You feel fresh as a lemonade, setting in the shade. Whether it's hot, whether it's cool, oh, what a spot for whistling like a fool. What a fine day to take a stroll and wander by the fishing hole. I can't think of a better way to pass the time of day. Need to call the roll when we get to the vision hole. There'll be you, me, and old dog Trey to doodle time away. If we don't hook a perch or bass, we'll cool our toes in dewy grass, or else pull up a weed to chaw and maybe set and jaw. Hanging around, taking our ease, watching that hound, a scratching at his flea. Come on, take down your fishing pole and meet me at the fishing hole. I can't think of a better way to pass the time of day.
They take old Jack off the TV. What about Dallas and Dynasty now? You take old Jack off the TV, yeah. What about Dallas and Dynasty now?
Hear the story.
Kojak was the hardest. Kojak was the baddest. He was the baddest man to walk to the TV land. He said, out with the inspector. And they take him off the screen with just a wave of the hand. The tongue said,
they take old Jack off the TV.
Well, all right, well, all right.
But what about Dallas and Dynasty?
Miami Vice.
They take old Jack off the TV,
Lord.
But what about Dallas and
take him off for the hour. The town said,
you take old Jack off the TV.
Well, all right, well, all right.
But what about Dallas and Dynasty?
They take old Jack off the TV.
They take him, they take him, they take him.
But what about Dallas and Dynasty? If you see J.R., blow your whistle. And let me know what's going on.
You take old Jack off the TV.
But what about Dallas and Dynasty now? I see they take old Jack off the TV. Yes, yes, yes.
But what about Dallas and Dynasty now?
And if you see J.R., blow your whistle. If you see J.R., from your horn. If you see J.R., blow your whistle. And let me know what's going on.
They take old Jack off the TV,
Lord. Oh, Lord, 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 yes. What about Dallas and Dynasty?
Ladies, your attention. There's a thing we must discuss. It's vital and imperative to every one of us. When your man comes home at night, There's just one thing on his mind. He turns down the light, settles down for the night. I'm romantically inclined, but romance is something that I never get. He's so busy with his television set. I'm lonely and neglected. My home life is a bore. My husband doesn't notice me. He's nuts for Channel 4. No wonder I complain. All my nights go down the drain. Television's tough on love. Since he's been watching wrestling, he's put me on the shelf. You know I'd like to do a little wrestling myself, but I never get a chance since he's found a new romance. Television's tough on love. We don't go out, we ain't got the time. We're watching movies made in 1929, so we don't dine. Okay, that's fine. But when I'm feeling moody, he's watching Howdy Doody. But when his favorite shows are through, I'm waiting patiently. 'Cause after 12 o'clock, there ain't a thing that he can see. When all the channels sign off, he'll have to come to me. Television's tough on love. He's always watching video. He never watches me. I mustn't interrupt him, oh, I'm just as quiet as can be. I really hate to squawk, but I've forgotten how to talk. Television's tough on love. He's always playing with his set to get a clearer view. Adjusting this, adjusting that, while I just sit and stew. If he don't change his ways, I'm gonna need adjusting too. Television's tough on love. Don't get a chance to be alone. And day by day our list of friends has grown and grown. They're packed in tight most every night. Well, they just come without permission. We ought to charge admission. Tonight I'm gonna lock the door. I've got a plan in view. I'm gonna take a hat and I'll bust that set in two. And with no television, he'll have nothing else to do. And he better treat me right. There'll be no television show. That doggone machine has gotta go. We'll have no television tonight.
The phonograph and radio are really mighty nice, but now they brought out something new, a C&I device. I never get a break at all since this thing come along. Each time I alibi, this lie detector proves I'm wrong.
Television is the devil's doing. Brought me ruin, grief and woe. Television is the devil's doing. Television, it's gotta go.
I used to take off on a spree and say that I'd been sick. My boss had never doubted me, it always did the trick. The last time that I tried it though, he said, now you're all wet. He'd seen me at the ball game on his television set.
Television is the devil's doing. Brought me ruin, grief and woe. Television is the devil's doing. Television, it's gotta go.
I went to see the wrestling match. My gal stayed home that night.
Now I got so excited that I grabbed somebody tight. It was the girl right next to me up in the mezzanine. And my gal saw us wrestling on her television screen.
Television is the devil's doing. Brought me ruin, grief and woe. Television is the devil's doing. Television, it's gotta go.
The phonograph and radio sure used to be alright. My girl and I would cuddle up, we'd listen every night. Since television came along, tain't like it used to be. She saw Ben Crosby singing and now she won't look at me.
Television is the devil's doing. Brought me ruin, grief and woe. Television is the devil's doing. Television, it's gotta go.
And that's the end.
We are back with more explanations, more TV guide. And I think we can all agree that TV has come so far in just 60 years between like GE Theater and Game of Thrones. Just the budgets alone, not to mention just viewership numbers, etc. I have a bet with myself that I can come up with an entire show on the Game of Thrones. So right now I'm losing badly, but I've got another year to go, so stay tuned on that. We started with Monty Python, and that was one of their favorites, the Penguin on the TV set. TV Man was Jim Backus after that, off of his only solo album. He pops up everywhere, but this, as far as I know, is his only album. Can't remember the name of it because I forgot, as usual, to write it down. The Dead Kennedys, one of their more accessible things, that was MTV, Get Off the Air. I Hate the TV was the Violent Femmes. Apparently they also hate the president too, so everybody can take a knee if they like. TV is King, not Trump. And that was the Tubes from, not sure when. I don't know why I mentioned it. Saw It on TV was Rolf Pearson, thing about reality TV and how it's, reality, right? Okay. And then we heard a couple of things that you probably didn't know had words, TV theme songs, like Bewitched, sung there by Steve Lawrence. Bewitched, of course, on the air from 64 to 72, starring Elizabeth Montgomery. And only today I read that, damn, Sam's nose twitch was just camera trickery. Oh, I'm so bummed. Marlene Verplank after that, The Odd Couple. Not sure if that had anything to do with the show at all, but certainly it became the theme song to the show, so I guess that counts. The Fishing Hole was Andy Griffith. That came in response to people wanting to hear what the words were to the song for the Andy Griffith Show. All right, and then Kojak was David Ruder. They take things off the TV from time to time. And then Dorothy Shay, Television's Tough on Love. Everybody had to think new ways back in the 50s. And then Red Foley, Television. Pretty simple way to end it all out. I got two more for you because that's the kind of guy I am. And I'm going to, head on downstairs now and watch some TV till I pass out. I'd advise you to do the same. All right. Meanwhile, I'll see you next week. Have a good one.
You can stay all night and play with my TV. TV is the thing this year. TV is the thing this year. Radio was great, now it's out of date. TV is the thing this year. Last night I was watching Old Time Mix. My TV broke, I was in a fix. I got on the phone, called my man, said, get here, Daddy, as fast as you can. TV is the thing this year. Oh, TV is the thing this year. Radio was great, but now it's out of date. And TV is the thing this year. Now he turned my dial to channel one. I knew that this was gonna be fun. He turned my dial to channel two. That station thrilled me through and through. He moved one notch to channel three. I said, how I love what you're doing to me. He said, wait a minute, let's try channel four. Just about the time someone knocked on the door. TV is the thing this year. Oh yes, TV is the thing this year. Radio was great, but now it's out of date. TV is the thing this year. The way he eased into channel five, that man must have had fluid drive. He moved once more to channel six, then he opened up his bag of tricks. On channel seven, the show was late, but we got our kicks. On channel eight, he turned my dial to channel nine, said, baby, your set is fine. He moved on up to channel 10, then we started all over again. He finally hit channel 11, I cried, mama, he treats your daughter good. TV is the thing this year. Yes, radio was great, but now it's out of date. TV is the thing this year. Baby, my TV set will need fixing just about this time every night.
I used to love my baby by the radio. The music plays soft and low, but that don't hit it. Here's the latest news. I've got to buy television, my baby's got the TV blues. She used to be contented and satisfied with free furs and a fluid drive, but that don't get it. Here's the latest news. She wants to buy television, my baby's got the TV blues. I'm not happy and she's not gay. Tried to buy one yesterday, but I couldn't get it. Here's the latest news. I've got no down payment, my baby's got the TV blues. TV, 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 got the TV blues. Now I'm not happy, she's not gay. Tried to buy one yesterday, but I couldn't get it. Here's the latest news. I've got no down payment, my baby's got the TV blues. TV,
television money.
TV,
television money.
TV,
television money.
TV,
television money.
TV, got the TV blues.
Go home, folks.